702-396-9449.
Hey, switch off the radio. I want to tell you, your heater's not working. Come get a new car or a used car, I don't care, and get a car with the heaters working, all right? It's cold outside. Come see me at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram on the corner of Sahara Decatur, 5050 West Sahara.
Mr. Pink, baby! Baby.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
I heard you have a new catchphrase this year.
We do. Your first loan is free in 2023.
That was Chuck, and to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Dana Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So it'll be Harmy Dillon against Ronna McDaniel. And the prize is chair of the Republican National Committee. I have said all along, in fact, I said, 2 years ago on this very radio program, I said, we need to find the Republican alternative to ballot harvesting. If ballot harvesting is going to be the law of the land, which even before it was the law of the land, it was being used here under emergency terms, that even with that, we needed to find a better way with better technology, better thinking power, if you will, and that we needed to find a better way of doing ballot harvesting than the Democrats. We didn't do it. Here in Nevada, we had, 155,000 Republicans that didn't vote? How does that happen? And we knew. Everybody was coming on this radio show, every candidate, without exception, came on this show and said, oh, you know what? We need to get out the vote. Well, we didn't do a very good job of it, did we? If 155,000 said, no, I'm not going to vote, then we didn't do a good enough job of convincing them to go to the polls and to vote or to mail in their ballot for a Republican. Stick around, more to do. Coming up, we had an election up in Ely within the Republican Party, the Central Committee. We'll find out what the Central Committee is and does and why it's important, what they did over the weekend. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Pat Casale will join us. Pat, of course, from the MultiCare Group. We'll talk about what was done over the weekend in Ely. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Six people, including a 17-year-old mother and her six-month-old baby, were killed in a shooting early Monday at a home in the central California town of Cochin near Visalia. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau says deputies found two victims dead in the street and a third person fatally shot in the doorway of the residence.
As deputies began searching the area, unfortunately, they began finding multiple victims at this scene.
The sheriff said investigators are searching for at least two suspects. They believe there is a gang connection to the killings. The sheriff's office conducted a narcotics-related search warrant at the residence last week. After tornadoes ravaged Selma, Alabama, church members are sending prayers for lives spared and for lives lost elsewhere.
The Reverend David Nichols told his Selma congregation there was still much to be grateful for as he held Sunday services on the lawn amid debris from a tornado that hit the Cross Point Christian Church.
I thank God that he even has grace and mercy in the middle of the storm.
At the Blue Jean Selma Church, Pastor Bob Armstrong told parishioners what he told business owner Mel Gilmer, who was inside his one-story brick building on Broad Street when the roof was torn off.
God saved him. He's not done.
Churches anchored the community for many in this historic city that played an integral part in the civil rights movement. I'm Jennifer King.
The ninth atmospheric river in a three-week series of major winter storms was churning through California on Monday, leaving mountain driving dangerous and flooding risk high near swollen rivers, even as the sun came out in some areas. Heavy snow fell across the Sierra Nevada, and the National Weather Service discouraged travel. Interstate 80, a key highway from the San Francisco Bay Area to Lake Tahoe ski resorts, reopened with chain requirements after periodic weekend closures. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's Angie.
NFL playoffs are here, and that means sports bars will be filling up, and they are a passionate bunch. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small. Close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them,
Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 2:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, some good news when it comes to food prices. In December, food at home prices increased by just 0.2% from the month before. That's the smallest monthly increase since March of 2021. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the foods with the largest increase in price is, of course, eggs, up nearly 60% year over year. Butter is up 35%, lettuce up 25% compared to the same time last year. We could keep going, but we don't have the time. You know, the IRS has announced the tax filing season will begin January 23rd. The official due date for the return is April 18th this year. IRS officials say that you're likely to get a refund within 21 days of filing if you fill out your return fully and accurately, of course. File it electronically and opt to have your refund delivered through the direct deposit. Now, if you're dreading the task of filing your tax return, welcome to the club. Remember that most tax filers are owed a refund. Last year, the average refund was nearly $3,200.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, crews are on the scene of an accident there on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Gibson. Watch for some right shoulder activity of an early incident. That was 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange about an hour ago. An stalled vehicle 215 west at the 15 interchange.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. Good to have Pat Casal on, the owner of the MultiCare Group. He deals in health insurance for you and your family and, of course, your business as well. Also vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. He's just back from Ely, where they had the Central Committee meetings, and they had elections, and they had all kinds of different things going on. Pat, first of all, thanks for joining us. What was it like up in Ely besides snowy?
Cold, wet. Interesting. We had a great little vote for the National Committee woman. It was very good. I thought it was an easier meeting than expected, and they had a Lincoln Day dinner right after that night, which obviously was a big hit for Ely because everybody being in the area. Well, brilliant move by Ely to have their Lincoln Day that night.
Because you got a lot of those people that were there for the Central Committee meetings stayed over that night and went to the dinner. I'm curious, your impressions, you've been to a lot of these Central Committee meetings, and my experience with them over the years has been sometimes they are really fiery, really nasty. You almost end up in fisticuffs. What did you think of what you saw over the course of Saturday?
Honestly, I thought what was interesting to me is I thought the way, usually when you get down to a vote for something, it usually gets crazy, a little chaotic. Honestly, I thought the the election for the National Committee Woman was well handled. I thought it was easy, it was smooth, because you got to deal with Pauline Lee, a qualified candidate. You had Sigal Chadha, who was ended up the winner, qualified candidate. So you had a situation where that went over well. They spoke, they did their thing. It was actually, to me, surprisingly very, very calm.
To folks who don't deal with politics on a regular basis, explain what the Republican Central Committee is, what it does.
Well, you know, that's a double-edged sword right there.
Trick question.
Basically, we're a body of Republicans that work within the confines of the RNC on a national level, but I'm from Nevada. And so there's a handful of the Republicans that will get picked to be the electors when the time comes, if there's an election and whatnot. The Central Committee tries to bring in and educate for other Republicans. I think we need to do a lot more work. I think it's time for us to have more of an outreach. But generally speaking, what we do, or supposed to do, is try to encourage involvement from the Republicans to get involved, and you know, raise money potentially, and try to help people get elected to office. Around the country, that's pretty successful. Now, in Nevada, we haven't really been as successful as we should be.
Let me ask you, I had a friend who was at the Central Committee meetings tell me that there was hardly anybody under the age of 40 that was there. And I'm curious, do we need to expand our party, bring it, you know, make it younger, make it more viable for younger people to be a part of it?
Great question. Let's look at it this way, Kevin. You know, and I know the youth, 18 to 29, generally lean left because they think Robin Hood is the way to be. As they get older and they mature, they realize working for a living is far better and far more rewarding than sitting home and expecting a paycheck in the mail for not doing anything. Now, if you live in 36% of this country, that may not be a good argument, considering New York, Massachusetts, and Washington. You got husband and wife staying home. They receive what's equivalent of $100,000 a year not to work, and you have 15 other states where it's $80,000 a year. Republican values believe that you should be able to work hard and succeed. What we need to do is try to get the youth to understand what the results are. Unfortunately, we lose 3-1 at the very best for us. Maybe it's more like 4-1 when it comes down to the younger voter. The point of the 40 years old and up, I can't argue that point. I've noticed that as well. The thing that I have noticed differently, though, is there are people that are Black and Hispanic and Asian now getting more and more involved, which is a first. I got to be bold. I got to say it. I shouldn't, but I will. Have you ever been to one of our meetings?
Yes, I have. It's been,
I would say, they're boring,
4 or 5.
At best.
Yeah, except when there is some issue or there's a credentials fight or there's something, people are going after the chairman or other than that, though, they're fairly benign, boring experiences.
And I want to ask you a question. How would you, in reality, how do you spice up the meeting? Let me just say this. We have people that want to go to these meetings and take what they hear and learn and try to take the party down. I mean, we had that fiasco at the school when the other guard of the Central Committee here in Clark County made claims that there was a riot or that people broke in.
Oh, I remember.
What happened. So, I mean, you know, the sad part about it is that, and it's ironic because I've been involved for many years. Maybe there's an end game here. I don't know. There's a lot. The Republican Party needs to get their act together. Those that are involved, those that are not involved, they need to work together as one in order for us to take Nevada back. And frankly, at this point, I got to wonder, I mean, again, forget about what numbers turned out. You still had about 138,000 that didn't show up. You got a guy like Chuck Muth who's constantly writing BS about different things and is inaccurate. I mean, you know, I think we have too many people within the Republican Party work too hard to try to screw up the Republican Party instead of working hard enough to make the party thrive. That's where the Democrats kick our butt up and down the street and sideways.
Do we need to purge the Republican Party in the state of Nevada?
I wouldn't say have to purge anything. I just think that people have to wake up and be involved. You know, you and I do radio, and we talk. We're involved. We're engaged. Okay? But a lot of people aren't engaged. A lot of people don't know. They're running. They run for office without understanding what the office they're running for. They don't understand what a national committee man or a committee woman do. They don't know what a state chairman does. They don't know what it is to be a secretary. They don't know what it is to be an assemblyman or a state senator. I should have said assemblywoman as well. A governor. I mean, they don't understand the nuances of how to be involved in politics from bottom to top. They don't realize that once you get elected, that really is a job. I'll give you an example. One person who works her tush off is Victoria Seaman. Woman works her ass off. I mean, seriously, she's a hard worker. Does she ever get credit for the work that she does? No. But yet, if she does one little thing that's not in agreement with everybody, they throw rocks at her.
Good point. Good point. Again, joining us, a guy that knows where all the bodies are buried. He is Pat Casale.
Well, don't say that, Kevin.
He is the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Tell me what you know about Sigal Chadha. A lot of people may not know about her unless they're in the legal industry in our state. She's been very active there. She defeated Pauline Lee 222-147. Can you give me what you know about Sigal Chadha? What kind of chairwoman will she be?
Not a chairwoman. She's going to be a committee woman.
Yes.
I think she's going to do a hell of a job. I think she's a bulldog. I got to be honest. This was one time we had an election where you had two fabulous candidates, in my opinion. Sigal probably was stronger in opinion because she just got done running for attorney general. So she had a little stronger position statewide. But I'll tell you what, Pauline and her agreed to work together. If that's the case, we're in a much better position than we were prior to the meeting. Sigal is actually my attorney. She's representing my case about my mother and my mother's wrongful death at the hospital. So we're suing on that because we had a medical opinion basically come back and say my mother was murdered. And I don't know of another attorney with more balls, pardon me, than Sigal Chadha. She's an animal. And I think she's going to do a great job. I think she's going to be a good face for conservative Republicans. She's a constitutionalist. So I think that's all positive for the state of Nevada.
More coming up with Pat Casale. We're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about news of the day. There's a lot of news of the day that we can talk about with the Biden classified documents. It's just getting awful. It's drip, drip, drip every day. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Mark Thomas. Question, are you a business owner? Do you like free government money? If so, listen up. The federal government has promised over $135 billion in tax refunds for small and medium-sized businesses that kept employees on payroll through COVID. Business owners are eligible for the Employee Retention Credit even if they received PPP funds. RefundsPro.com specializes in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program to make it quick and easy. RefundsPro does all the heavy lifting, and most refunds are over $100,000. Couldn't you use that money right about now? There's no downside to apply and absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. RefundsPro.com has helped hundreds of businesses qualify. And the best part? You don't have to pay a penny back to the government. This is as close as it gets to free government money. There is a deadline, so visit RefundsPro.com and get started before it's too late. Visit RefundsPro.com. That's RefundsPro.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pat Casal joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll talk some health insurance in just a couple of minutes. Also, the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. Pat, we had a chance earlier in the program to visit with Harmeet Dillon. She is running against Ronna McDaniel for RNC chair. What do you make of that race?
That's going to be a war. 168 voters. I say the final count will be 92 to 76. That's my prediction.
And who wins?
Harmeet might pull it off.
And who wins?
I think Harmeet's got a shot. I think Harmeet wins this election. I really do. Or it's close enough that Ronna McDaniel, like McCarthy, might actually change the course of the river and make things work a little bit better and flow a little better for Republicans.
I don't know what there is that she can say, though, that would stop Harmeet Dillon, because she is a juggernaut, man, and she's a fighter.
You got to remember, one thing about politics, people have their own factions. Ronna McDaniel has been around the country numerous times. She's got her hands on the pulse. I'm sure she's doing a whip count. It'll be interesting. I will sit here and tell you, it'll be very interesting to see. I think there's a possibility there's a change there. McCarthy almost didn't get it. Now, I do believe, depending on how their voting goes, there could be multiple votes.
Wow.
It should be interesting.
It will be. That's Dana Point, California, just down the road a piece.
Next
so to
week.
Yep, next week. You going?
Yes, sir.
I just love it. These people are so plugged in. So plugged in.
I will call you direct from there, I promise.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Let me ask you about the classified documents. How much of a political problem is this for the President of the United States? Now that it turns out he did the